Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to wrap up a reflection we've had this week on dimensions of the Eucharist and its implications for our lives. And there's just so much there, friends. And to me, it's such an important moment for all of us in the church to go deeper now into the reality of the church's central sacrament, that is, the reality of the celebration of the gathering of the people of God around the table of the Lord, around the table of the Word, and the table of the sacrament, the body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, and to learn from Christ, to take from what he's revealing to us deep, deep into our hearts. I mean, this is a time of such confusion in the culture, and there's lots of confusion even in the church in different ways. And what we need is to stay focused on what matters most. And what matters most is what's revealed there present in the Eucharist. We've talked about it all week. I won't go through all the dimensions of it again, but if you haven't had a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. You can pick up the programs from this past week. Simplest thing to do, tell your friends all about it, is just download the Renewal Ministries app or even the Ave Maria app. You can listen to the program anytime you want. Let's spread the program around to as many people as you can. Help me get the word out. I just feel more passionately about these things than I ever have in my life. I'm just so convinced that the Lord has given us pure gold and he's given us life, and that not only do we who are followers of Jesus need it, but the whole world needs to be brought to the table of the Lord for their sake. And I pray that the compassion of Jesus, the zeal for souls and the rest of it that's in the King, that's in the Lord, would burn in our hearts. And that's partly what he wants to give us through the sacraments. But I want to just cover four simple paragraphs from the Catechism today to kind of wrap up thoughts on it from this week. First, paragraph 1324, which I read part of it a few times this week, it begins with, "The Eucharist is the source and summit of the Christian life. The other sacraments, and indeed all ecclesiastical ministries and works of the apostolate," so everything that the church does to build up the church and to extend the kingdom to those who don't know it, "are bound up with the Eucharist and are oriented toward it." So everything that we're doing in the church now, it doesn't just mean people who work for the church. That's part of the ecclesiastical ministries that are being referred to here, but the works of the apostolate. Apostolate means an apostle is a sent one. Every baptized person, man, woman, child, everybody who's baptized is baptized into the mission of Jesus. We're all apostles with a small a. We're sent ones. We're sent to extend the reality of what we're communing in the Eucharist. That's why at the end of Mass, the priest says, "Ite missa est." He says, go and announce the gospel. Go tell people the good news that we just reaffirmed today and the reality of what we share in this communion with Jesus. We've touched heaven today in this sacrament. The heavens were open. We're here in an open heaven in celebrating the Eucharist, and the saints and angels, and everyone's present to us here in a most profound and unique way. Go tell everybody. So it's all bound up, the Catechism tells us, in the sacrament, and it orients us toward it. "For in the Blessed Eucharist is contained the whole spiritual good of the church, that is, namely, Christ himself, our sacrifice, our pasch, the offering to God the Father." Jesus is the whole spiritual good of the church. So I remember Pope John Paul II, he wrote a document called Ecclesia in America. He's talking to the Americas, North America, South America. And at one point he said, really with, I think, great passion, "Church in America, learn to speak the name of Jesus again. Let his name be on our lips. Jesus, our Lord, the Christ." It's so important for us to celebrate who he is, and there's no better way to do it. There's no more complete way to do it than our doing it in the Eucharist. There's many other ways to do it, and in that act of worship that orients us in the right direction toward, through Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, giving thanksgiving and praise to the Father. And it's important to understand, not only to give praise to the Father for what he's done in Jesus, that's the central reality, but to praise him for what he's done for us. I mean, who we are, that God made us Lord God the Father, thank you that you're my Father. Thank you that you've made me for yourself. Thank you for the kind of being I am, that I'm made in your image and likeness. And thank you for the purpose and the destiny that you've given to me. It's so high, it's so wonderful, it's so profound and so beautiful. It's hard for me to see it sometimes, Father. As we praise you, Lord, open our minds, open our hearts, help us to see. And friends, this is something that we can do throughout the day. In fact, Scripture commands us to. It says, rejoice always, pray constantly, and give thanks in all circumstances. Let's live the Eucharist throughout the day. That's one way to do it. Just give thanks from your heart in little ways. Just let your heart say in whispers, and Father, thank you. Thank you that you're here with me. Thank you that you gave me your Son. Thank you that you've forgiven me of my sins. Thank you that the spectacular destiny that you've given me. Thank you that even now, through the Holy Spirit, I share in your life. Open my eyes, Father. Open the eyes of my heart so I can see the spectacular majesty of your beloved Son, Jesus. So I can lay hold of his power and his authority more fully in my life and for my life. I beg you, Father, show me. And for those around me, Jesus, I pray that this wonder that I certainly haven't gained by my own resources, but comes to me by your grace, this gift of life, of being a son, being a daughter of God, help me communicate it to other people. I pray for all those around me. Put in me your great love for them. You know, just talk to God throughout the day. It's not hard to do. Just little simple, tiny ways, not big, long, sophisticated prayers, but just little tiny, you know, simple words from your heart. He's with you. Talk to him. Walk with him. That's how we live out the Eucharist each day. Paragraph 1325 reads like this. So the Eucharist is the efficacious sign and sublime cause of that communion in the divine life and the unity of the people of God by which the church is kept in being. So the sign that the sacrament presents to us, both the living sign of the unity of one body, really becomes a reality, right? It's a sign of the offering of Christ, of the victory of Jesus, and it's this living sign of the communion in Jesus between heaven and earth, imperfectly but profoundly revealed in the church itself in that moment, most perfectly. It affects what it's signifying, is one of the ways that the church describes the very same prayer. What's the sign? The sign is the victory of Jesus. The sign is Jesus gathering a people around himself. The sign is Jesus opening up heaven and heaven and earth meeting there profoundly and perfectly. And guess what? It's not just a sign pointing, but it's affecting something. We're actually there. We're actually sharing in communion in that moment, in that profound way, in the most profound way, together as one body. What we see is what's actually happening. Jesus is producing it. He's forming a people for God, a people, a priesthood, a holy nation that lives for the worship and service and love of God. Friends, that is so radical. It's so profound, and it's so radically different than the world. The world is really about self-exaltation. Everybody getting ahead, everybody getting their trophy, everybody getting their 15 minutes of fame, driving and pursuing it. I got to keep climbing up that mountain that I see is the way to go. Instead of dying with Christ so that we can rise with Christ and we can offer from human hearts united. Instead of a world divided in a zero-sum game, battling against each other, we're a communion, a family, a people being healed and transformed by the power and presence of the Holy Spirit, empowered, made whole, learning to love, and to offering that love as simple as it is in Christ to God the Father, joyfully. The paragraph 1325 goes on, it says, it is the culmination, that is the Eucharist, both of God's action sanctifying the world in Christ and the worship of men and women offered to Christ and through him to the Father in the Holy Spirit, through him, with him, and in him. So it's the culmination of God's action of sanctifying the world. How does he sanctify the world? Through the blood of Jesus. Sanctification means what? Made holy. Jesus comes to make us holy, to set us apart for God the Father, to make us a royal priesthood, a holy nation, people who are able to declare the wonders of God and the salvation of God. And we're sanctified, we're cleansed by the blood of Jesus. We're united to that blood in baptism because we're united to the cross of Jesus. We're put to death. The old man is put to death in the waters of baptism by being united to that deed by which we're all saved, that is, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross. And he cleanses us of all sin. And then he comes to dwell in us as in a temple. And we are the temple. We're a new priesthood. We're the priesthood of believers. We're the priesthood that is made called to worship the Lord. And we become temples ourselves. And we worship him through Jesus in the Holy Spirit to God the Father. That's it. Paragraph 326. Finally, by the Eucharistic celebration, we already unite ourselves with the heavenly liturgy and anticipate eternal life when God will be all in all. It's a great anticipation. One of the reasons it's so filled with joy, and we can be filled with joy in any circumstances, we know this is not the end, that we're pilgrims. We're heading toward a destiny, toward a promised land. And we're not going there on our own strength in this journey, but we're being fed and helped and lifted and taught by the Lord who promises to be with us always. And we can count on that. We can take it to the bank, live it with whatever we got all day long, knowing he's with us at all times. Even if we fall into the pit, friends, he's down there with us and he's ready to take us out. So cling to him. Get out of it today. Come out of darkness into the light. Come out of the twilight into full light. Don't condemn yourself. Just confess your sins, humble yourself, and come on, let's go. Let's keep going. Because even now the Eucharist teaches us that we're connected, that we're united, and that we're anticipating eternal glory in Jesus. We're going to share forever in the glory of God. God's going to be all in all. Let that be your vision. That's where you're going. And so asking the question, that's where I'm going. That's where I want to go. That never ends. That is going to fulfill me and everyone I love beyond their wildest and my wildest imagination. What do I have to do to get there? That's the ultimate end that you want to define your own whole life. You know, begin with the end in view. That's the end. And align yourself with whatever will lead you there. And what will lead you there is the person of Jesus, obeying the Holy Spirit that he's given to you, walking in the commandments of God, following the leadership of Jesus, living and speaking to him, accepting his promises, living in his mission. Paragraph 1327. In brief, the Eucharist is the sum and the summary of our faith. Friends, that's what we've been talking about all week long. Quote, our way of thinking is attuned to the Eucharist, and the Eucharist in turn confirms our way of thinking. Are you in tune? Think of a tuning fork, you know, when you try to tune an instrument. Boom, how much harmony is there? Are we at the place where we're really in tune with the words of the King, with the movement of the Spirit, with the call of the Father? Do you know yourself as God's friend, as the beloved? Do you realize you're part of the bride of Christ? Have you touched that ocean of love? Have you received it? Have you accepted it? Have you accepted forgiveness? And are you walking in the light of Jesus? Friends, what an amazing opportunity we have every day to become all we're meant to be. God bless you. Have a beautiful, powerful weekend in Christ.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be a Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. I believe this booklet will strengthen and encourage you in your own faith. For your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.